Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to kick this off with the dual role, he does it both ways. He does the audio and he does the written word. He is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon.
Glad to be with you, Bill. Thank you for having me back.
Back from, didn't you just come back from Honduras?
I did. I was underwater almost a full day that week.
Rob had sent me something, wanted to know about how I edit video, and I watched some of the video you were posting. It was really good, clear video. It was stunning how good that showed up underwater.
Well, you know, a decade ago, it was hard to blog. It was hard to post videos. Now you can, amateurs like me can collect decent video underwater. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Life's not as good in Chicago this last weekend.
That's got to be an understatement. Yes.
Yes. Gun Control Chicago had 49 people shot and wounded. That's just from Friday evening to Monday morning. The sad news is that there were an additional 9 people shot and killed by the drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. That's worse than a week ago. You know, during the summer, the height of the summer, we'd add about 400 people shot each month, 100 a week. The total is now over 2,600 people shot.
Yeah.
Then you got to ask, how's that gun control working for you? Chicago, the politicians really, make excuses that it isn't really their fault. It's the fault of guns. And the guns, of course, come from other places where there isn't crime. And the guns come to Chicago where the guns caused the crime. And it's almost as if Chicago says it would be safer if it were an island. Well, the good news is we can test that.
Okay.
Did you see the information that came out of New Zealand recently?
No, I did not.
Right. Now, two large islands. Let's just say it's a walk if you want to get anything from outside New Zealand. It's been 3 years since they had a sweeping ban on semi-automatic firearms, buybacks, confiscations. And as they were doing that, the politicians promised that their confiscations would make the country a much safer place. Well, there's been plenty of time to see if that's true. According to the latest crime statistics, things are getting worse in New Zealand, not better. Rates of injury and death caused by firearms are higher than ever before. A 4% increase in all violent crime where a firearm was used, and a 74% increase in injuries. So the thugs are doing more than just showing the firearm. They're beating people and pressing the trigger. It appears, now this is to me, I'm not a smart guy. I don't live in New Zealand. The criminals who obey gun control laws, there could be some. Well, they were already obeying them. And the new laws and gun confiscations, they didn't have any effect on the criminals that were already ignoring the laws.
Right.
Instead, they disarmed the victims. And that seems to have made things more dangerous for the law-abiding citizens. That isn't how the gun control advocates said things would work. But here we have more proof that they were wrong.
Well, you know, especially with New Zealand is an interesting case because New Zealand until COVID was like this bastion of freedom, right? Everybody loved New Zealand. Let's go. They have like the 30-something-year-old female dancing Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, and then
and then
COVID comes along, and they adopted a zero tolerance policy to where they were going to be locked down, or they had three levels: restricted, locked down, and you know, just out and about. So,
right.
And she would lock down the nation over four cases of COVID.
Yeah. And they found that they had a socialist prime minister, and
yeah,
they didn't know it before. They know it now.
Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me that they would get out and heart them some gun control.
Right. Now, and again, they're not a particularly violent nation. They had an event where a guy very deliberately, with a manifesto and all, said, "Ooh, look at me, everybody, look at my picture. I'll probably stream this on the internet." And the politicians went, "Oh yeah, never let an opportunity go to waste. Mm-hmm. We've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we use this as an excuse to take guns away from the people who didn't do it?" And as a abject failure in what you should have learned from your social studies teacher, politicians will take your freedom, and it's difficult to get it back.
Well, I don't know how it works in New Zealand, unless they sunset it here. It's federally, anyway. I know that they have rescinded a few state-level laws, but federally, it's very hard to get anything repealed. So I get that, but that is interesting, simply because you would think, well, if you ban guns and take all the guns up on an island, they just won't get any.
Oh, sorry. Did I laugh out loud?
But do they have hardware stores in New Zealand? Do they have those?
They do, and you can make slam fire shotguns all day long. I remember in Australia, which is not New Zealand, thousands of miles apart, guys were... machinists were going into the trade of building illegal guns for criminals because, ooh, we have gun control here. Stand back, partner. I've got a break. Watch me make some sheet metal parts that'll convert, you know, material into guns. It's not rock. Guns are, because guns have to be so reliable, they can't be very complex. They've got to be pretty simple. In fact, their genius, if there is any, in a firearm, it's how they do so much with so little.
But that's what a gun is. I mean, a gun is a very simple machine, isn't it? If all it has to do is hit it and fire, and you have to do the manual stuff, it's almost childishly
it's
simple.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Now, because it doesn't happen every day, you're right, we should notice when our freedoms get a little bigger. Did you see where Dick Heller has been at it again, suing, in this case, the District of Columbia?
Yeah.
God bless that man.
Yeah.
So they had restrictions, the district, on how much ammunition you could have on you. Now, it didn't matter how much would fit in the gun. You couldn't have more than 20 rounds on you. So we'd say you can't have more than 10 in the gun. You can only have one reload. By the way, Dick Heller is a security guard. I'm not sure if he's armed on the job, but I'll bet he's carrying more than that at work.
You would think.
And yet at home or on the street, oh no, you might be a threat to society. If I recall, Dick used to protect the individuals in the Supreme Court building. I'm pretty sure he's vetted. Okay, Dick sues them, and rather than lose big, D.C. learned a little bit, and they said, yeah, no, we don't have time to meet with the city council, ask the city attorney to look at the laws, come up, and we're just essentially by edict going to edit and remove parts of that law.
Do me a favor. We'll pick this up when we get back, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. We were just talking about Dick Heller. How many cases has he brought now? Is this number three?
This is at least three. I think some of them he brought and the court, you know, essentially muted them. And I'm not sure if, see, again, this isn't a court decision. In this case, the city attorney got with the police chief and they said, yeah, based on our careful review, we're going to come up with this reinterpretation. Here's a PDF that we give to all the police captains. Yeah, we're not going to arrest people if you have more than 20 rounds on you, or if you had a revolver, maybe a six shot, you can carry more than a single reload, because if we lose this, it might set even bigger precedents that would show how much we've infringed on the Second Amendment. Right. So they lost small. I still give Heller credit for the win.
That's, you know, that whole thing, I've had this discussion since that case came to its end. And my question is, how did they ever intend to enforce that one? I mean, do they have x-ray glasses where they can see if you got more magazines than you're allocated in your pocket or what?
Well, you remember what the mayor of New York did. Well, no, was it the governor of New York who recently said, yeah, if you arrest someone and you do a search, they're a firearms owner, if they're carrying, you should assume that they're a criminal until proven otherwise. This is just the same attitude carried out in D.C. Oh, we stopped you for you walk up, you're being ticketed. Okay, I'll hand you the ticket. Can I see your ID? Oh, I see you're a gun owner. Are you carrying now? The fact that there was no probable cause means you have to go fight it in court.
Yeah.
And they have more lawyers than we do. They're willing to quite literally break the law because it's not their money. It's our money we're spending.
Indeed. Yeah, that particular case and that particular premise as well. Where, I mean, what's that guy's name? What's that cop's name out of Pittsburgh? Is it Graymans or something like that? That he got in a gunfight with the bad guy. He was using a Glock 21, 45 ACP. He had to shoot the guy 19 times to get him to stop.
Wow.
And the only reason the final shot stopped him was because he shot him in the guy was on his side, laying behind his car, and he saw the top of his head come out from behind the tire, and he shot him in the top of his head.
Okay.
But the other 18 rounds, the guy was still moving and mobile and trying to kill him. And that guy carries 135 rounds of ammunition now.
Now.
When he goes out on patrol.
Every hit makes it harder for the bad guy to fight you. Some of these guys, either on drugs or they're going, you know, I've been in prison 3 times. If I go again, I'm never coming out. And they have the attitude that, all right, do or die. I'm still alive. I'm going to keep fighting. Wow. Thank goodness most criminals get the hint, and they see that a homeowner has a firearm, go, this wasn't the gunfight I planned.
Yeah. I have no doubt that most of them are cowards. The problem is that in these jurisdictions where they, and I don't know how, I don't know amongst the drugs, I don't know which drug is the one that is going to allow you to commit a crime. Like, I doubt very seriously that a heroin addict while on heroin, you know, most of the time they're just laying around in a state of semi-consciousness, just enjoying the high. They're not up and mobile and doing anything. It's when they are looking for some way to get that next fix, when they're trying to rob you or break into your car or whatever. That's when they're dangerous. But I don't know which drug it is. I could ask Danny Kaye about this. I don't know which drug it is that you have to be, would be the most concerning one for someone to be on if you have to engage them in a gunfight where you're shooting them and they just keep coming. I don't know which one keeps you animated the most.
I believe PCP was supposed to be a real bad actor.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it nowadays, though, isn't it fentanyl and meth?
Probably.
Isn't that the...
Ooh. Wow.
Aren't those the trendy drugs right now that all the cool kids are doing?
Yeah. No, but to back up to your point, if you look at people who committed aggravated assault, Okay. That means you used typically a weapon in an assault. And the majority, I think it's about three quarters of those people were intoxicated, either alcohol or drugs. So it might not be that they feel immune, you know, but they may well feel that they don't care about others. Maybe they're drugs that make everybody happy. If you've got violent, I mean, for a lot of people, it reduces their inhibitions. Hey, that person has something I want. I think I'll take it. The rest of us go, yeah, I may want it, but I'm not going to go commit a crime to get it. Changes when you're high.
Yeah.
And you know what? It changes where you live. You remember the, was he from Puerto Rico? The bodega employee. A guy's girlfriend steals chips. He says, get out of here. She complains. Yeah, that's up in New York.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend then comes back and he starts punching the clerk. The girlfriend is trying to stab him. The clerk stabs the boyfriend to stop the fight, so he quits getting punched. He gets arrested, turned free. Now it's the owner that was behind the counter, same bodega.
Yeah.
He's robbed again, and the robber was set free without bail.
They had you're talking about in New York, this is the Manhattan DA. They have cash-free bail.
Right.
They just had some guy attack a McDonald's with an axe, and he got let loose without any bail.
I'm thinking it's the drugs, Bill. Now, if you're the mayor of that disaster, in this case, he's got a name, New York Mayor Eric Adams, he needs someone to blame for that failure.
Oh, yeah.
So he's blaming firearms manufacturers.
What about knife makers and axe makers? What about those guys?
Well, he could, but many of us haven't seen knives and axes misrepresented so extensively in the media. That's a lie. We'd say, you're crazy, Eric.
Yeah.
But when he blames gun owners and gun manufacturers, the majority of people that only know about firearms from what they see on TV, they confuse the media with reality. And they go, yeah, if it weren't for those bad gun manufacturers, now if they were educated, they'd know if it weren't for those gun manufacturers, the 1.7 to 2.5 million people who defend themselves with a firearm every year would be unarmed victims.
Hang on a minute. Break time. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Fiona is expected to keep hammering Puerto Rico while posing no threat to Florida. The National Hurricane Center is warning of continued life-threatening and catastrophic flooding across Puerto Rico with up to 30 inches possible in some parts. Juan Miguel Gonzalez is a business owner in Puerto Rico. He explains the difference between Fiona and Hurricane Maria.
Maria was tough winds,
But this one, with all the rain, he just destroyed everything on the house. It's unbelievable.
The FAA is turning down a proposal to cut the number of hours required to become a co-pilot in half. Prompted by a pilot shortage, the FAA said it's of greater public interest to keep the amount of aviation education needed to maintain safety. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, we were just paying some homage to the Big Apple, talking about Eric Adams and everything and his personal attacks that he's levied upon them. He's some of the stuff he says about them are sort of ridiculous, too. Have you seen some of the things he said about them?
I saw some. Well, you have something in mind.
Well, he says they market them to young people and that they don't really care where they end up.
Yeah, right. As if, by the way, you can't sell firearms to minors. Doesn't happen. So they're at least 18. In some states, they're over 21. What the mayor didn't say was, by the time a firearm's stolen and then recovered by the police, yeah, that's about a decade.
Right.
So this gun has been around a long, long time. And again, what the mayor deliberately ignores is, oh, we'd be safer if we got rid of all the guns, really? Like, we'd be safer if we got rid of all the drugs? So the law-abiding people couldn't have guns. The criminals would then be looking at disarmed victims. And boy, have we seen crime go up then. It's embarrassing to me when I hear a politician say something that ill-considered and the media sits there and nods like a little bobblehead puppet. I go, wow, the media is not really doing their job. Thank goodness for Bill Frady and GCR. Same thing. Oh, in this case, though, I think there's a leak inside the New York Department of Justice. It was Project Veritas that got some bulletins put out by New York Governor Hochul. And she basically says, and quotes, because they use, when a journalist uses quotes, that means somebody said it. Anyone carrying a firearm is presumed to be carrying unlawfully until proven otherwise, because carry permits are required in New York. Wow. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
And I assume that's what they use to legally justify their stop and search, which in many cases they're still doing. The stop and frisk.
Yeah, but I think what's going to happen, and I really would like to see, excuse me, I'd like to see something when they get out there and they say, okay, you have got a unconstitutional law on the books, and we're going to slap you around, and you have to drop the law. And we're the final say, so the buck stops here. So you got to do what we say. We're the judiciary, right? Which,
right.
Heretofore, that's been the leftist, part of the leftist playbook. You know, if we can't get it legislatively, we'll get it judicially.
Right.
So here we have something where the arbiters of the Constitution have decided that something isn't constitutional. They decided, well, we'll just reword it. And, I mean, right now, I think all of this stuff that Kathy Hochul's got going on, I think she's going to find that her bid to be a Tinker Toy Tyrant is going to be sort of expensive, because Lee Zeldin, who's running against her as governor, he's been putting out, he did a six-figure ad buy, which is nothing but footage from CCTV of various violent acts occurring in New York.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, and the little tagline, Governor Hochul makes New York a dangerous place, you know, that kind of thing. And she's out there, and she's like, oh, well, yeah. So he liked the Dobbs decision, and he was in on January 6th, which right now, you know, in New York, just walking around is very dangerous in New York. And they just had a bunch of European visitors get shot for not giving up their wallet in New York. So,
wow.
It's a very dangerous place to be, and they should have, you know, concealed carry available. And then the next thing I would like to see, just simply because I want to walk around New York and take pictures of the architecture, would be permits for out-of-state people.
Right.
But I'm not going up there right now the way it is. I'm not going up there. You couldn't get me up there. I don't even want to do a layover in an airport. I'd be afraid of that. I'd just be like, put me in the overhead bin, you know, because I don't want to be in there.
I'm not getting off an airplane. You can't make.
I'm not getting
there. What I saw this. It two guys in their 30s get accosted by a mugger, also in his 30s. I'm betting an addict. The mugger uses a toy gun. One of the victims, or intended victims, had some martial arts experience. He disarms the attacker and chokes him out. The two guys sit on the bad guy's chest. Turns out, the guy goes into cardiac or respiratory arrest. I'm not sure which. I'm not a doctor. Don't play one on TV. So we've got, you know, the same thing that happened to the addict to police officers, these two civilians did when the mugger tried to rob him. Turned out that criminal died. They're going, sorry, I asked him to stop. He wouldn't. Choked him to defend myself. There he is, dead. And I suspect one of the issues is people who are wildly high have a pretty suppressed physiology. You probably lose the reflex to breathe if you're that high.
Right.
So, oh, well. Again, that was on Staten Island.
New York is not a good place to go. I mean, and we talk a lot about Chicago, but I mean, until recently, St. Louis was the murder capital, right?
Yes. Yeah. On a per capita basis, I think it pings between St. Louis and Baltimore. And those have been governed by Democrats for the last 20,000 days. It's not like, oh, we just woke up and found out that crime was a problem. No, it's been there a while.
Right.
I was listening to the media, Bill, and they were trying to explain why we've lost faith in our institutions, both the media and the government. And I went, you know, I don't remember feeling that way 5 years ago. This is in the last 2 years that's really accelerated. And after Democrats took control of Congress under Trump, I recently read the FBI accused a veteran-run charity. These guys collect money and try and organize volunteers if there's been a natural disaster. Of course, as they do that, by the way, it's called the American Contingency, they often criticize the government. Hey, there's a disaster here. What the guys on the ground need is this. What you provided was something else. We stepped in to fill the gap. Please do a better job next time. Here's another lesson learned. That is classic military training. Okay, we survived it. What can we learn? Well, so the FBI was sicked on this group saying, you know, I understand you're criticizing the government on a regular basis. You might be a terrorist organization. What the heck? We give money to volunteers who come in and fix things after nature breaks them. Even after the FBI did their investigation, they kept this group on the terrorist watch list. That's insane.
Indeed. Indeed. You finished that one just about at the perfect time, because we're about to go into the final break on the hour. Tell everybody how to find you. We haven't done that.
We should. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking to Rob Morse, and as we do, when he's not snorkeling, among other things. And now he's become an underwater videographer as well. So,
well, you carry a camera. You also shoot video. There are times I've seen photographers set up a shot. Me, if you know, divers and fish photobomb me and just get in front of me and they have to have their picture taken, okay, I'll take it. So I'm a reluctant photographer. Fortunately, we've got some very aggressive lawyers on our side defending our rights. They're not reluctant at all. Did you see where the Firearms Policy Coalition has been at it again?
I know they're very active. I don't know which specifically you're just talking about.
Well, we were talking about New York. Their neighbor there, Pennsylvania, had a law that's the way the language was read. It said, you know, if you were a prohibited person, you can't have a gun. Well, underline the word were. Why? Why were? I have had my rights restored. I should be able to buy and possess guns in the state. That's what it means to have your rights restored. Not only should I be able to vote, I should get all of my rights back. So FPC is suing the state of Pennsylvania. I'm going to quote them for a minute. Because now in light of Bruin, these laws change. Bruin was the recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court who said, hey, look to when these original laws were enacted, meaning the Declaration of Independence, when the Constitution was ratified, and when the 14th Amendment was ratified after the Civil War. Quoting FPC, the Constitution, neither the Constitution's text nor the nation's history of firearms regulation support the categorical ban that prior and continued enforcement of the defendant's regulation imposed on plaintiffs, meaning this guy was barred from owning firearms. He fixed it. You need to recognize it. About time. We've seen, and, you know, do you remember there was a guy who had been convicted, I think it was, of a tax issue. He became a prohibited person. He later got his rights restored. He now has a firearm. He's going down the highway. It's in Arizona. He sees a cop being attacked, and he stops to protect the cop, saves the policeman's life. guy goes, yeah, I used to be a prohibited person. I'm glad I got that fixed. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do the right thing here. People who, you can be a felon for lots of different reasons. When you get that fixed, when your rights are restored, come on, it's time to get our anti-gun prejudices removed from the legal system.
Where do you think that line should be? As far as if somebody pays their debt to society, I have no problem with somebody who is not a violent felon getting his stuff, getting his rights back.
The issue I have is that we've extended that category of prohibited person to, quote, people with domestic abuse charges. And that can mean you're sober, your wife's an alcoholic, you say you're drunk again, she starts a fight, and later accuses you. It costs you a lot to fight that accusation. And it's one of he said, she said. So you can end up losing your rights without you ever having, without there having been demonstrated violence. Because in many cases, the judge will say, a pox on all your houses, you're both domestic abusers now. It's not justice when that happens. As to violent crimes, okay, you did shoplifting as a kid. That's typically not a felony. You were in a bar fight as a teenager or someone in their 20s. Okay, that could be a violent crime. Typically, a felony requires that you serve, in many states, more than a year. Now, again, this is where the prosecutor can bump up the crime. Yeah, but you had a knife on you, and the knife stayed in my pocket. It's not necessarily relevant in this case. But if they can add on enough additional charges, oops, now you can find yourself a felon. I think behavior is the best indicator. Hey, you've been nonviolent for 5 years? Go for it. Let's have your rights back, including the right to vote.
I'm all in.
Where do you differ from that?
I guess it would have to come down. It would really come down to certain details. As far as any violent felony, anything that falls under the violent crime.
Okay.
There's four that they would consider violent crimes: armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, rape, murder.
Right.
As long as it falls within those, or falls outside of those.
Right.
I don't know what the issue is as far as letting them have the rights back. Except for the fact that, because here's the thing, if we take somebody and they go to jail and they pay their debt to society and they get their release, they're like, your debt is paid to society. Oh, but you can't vote. Oh, but you can't have a gun and defend yourself. Does someone who rehabilitates have the right to self-defense? And where's that line at? How far can that go? Can he stab somebody to death if he has to? Can he beat him to death? Is that okay? Does it matter?
Well, now, it's interesting what you said. You said the right of self-defense, which is slightly different than the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense.
Right.
So this person never lost the right of self-defense. We restricted the tools that he can use because the thought being those tools are sometimes used in crimes. Well, life's more complex than that.
Yeah.
I understand entirely. I think what we've done is we've gotten a lot of people. Okay, here's one. You're an addict. You're arrested. You resisted arrest. Okay, you straightened up. You've been sober. You're a law-abiding citizen for a number of years. We should erase that record. My thinking of it, Bill, is society has more to lose than we could possibly gain by disarming this individual.
Well, I mean, most of the people that go into jail for most things are going to be younger people. So they get out as older people. So their days of rumbling are behind them when they get out of them, you know. So while I understand their right to self-defense never went away, one of the things that I'm finding in the whole hand-to-hand combat foray is that the hand-to-hand combat now is simply a pretense and a frame and a creation of space for me to employ the gun, because I don't have the capability of sustained hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, for some reason, they might miss that part sometimes. But, I mean, I'm for people that pay their debt to society and get out, they rehabilitate, you know, whatever it is they do to rehabilitate when they come out, if they're law-abiding people, okay. But if they pay the debt to society, we should reset the clock for them.
I agree. I want to give you some credit, Bill.
Oh.
People who engage in martial arts, defending yourself is really hard.
Yeah.
It is not endurance exercise. It is a sprint that goes on for minutes. These guys have to be in tremendous condition. Part of the scheme in combat is, well, I'm going to survive for 30 seconds, and then when he's barely able to breathe, I'll win the fight. Both guys are thinking that. They are often in tremendous shape.
Yeah, but that's in a rules-baked-in contest. In a real self-defense fight, I probably have, on the outside, 10 seconds to get in a good position. That's on the outside. It's probably going to be less. So, probably going to be less. Before we run out of time, tell everybody where to find you.
There's so much that we have to set aside for next time. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at MLN Shooting Sports News. Bill, there's so much. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.